Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hey everybody, it's that time again, Sports Overnight America, and you'll find out why we're different than most other shows. We'll discuss things that others will not. We're everywhere, we're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, radio stations including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Laura Snoke will join us, a good friend and attorney. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans at 127 years of age, of course, will join us. Matthew Diabas, sports historian, is back with us tonight also. And the author of Leaf, Brian Capel, is with us. Leaf, of course, a candy company who turned into a baseball card company also. And we'll talk to Brian a little later on Sports Overnight America. So much is happening. But I want to go back to Monday night. The Cowboys are losing 17-10 to the Houston Texans. And Aubrey, maybe one of the best field goal kickers in the league. Not maybe, he's one of the best in the league. But he had missed a 40-yard one a few minutes before. He kicks a 64-yard field goal, so it's 17-13. And Mike McCarthy takes it off the board. And they drive down and they don't score. And then, of course, it ends up the Cowboys get clobbered. But the point I'm trying to make is I never played pro football. But at the age of seven, I knew you don't take points off the scoreboard unless a few seconds to go in the game. And for a technical reason, that, in that case, okay. Other than that, you never take points off the board. And that's why Mike McCarthy, not the only reason, but that's Mike McCarthy who did that. Lame duck coach. He's histrionics. He's gone. And who else is gone? Of course, the New York Giants made a change, and he drops from first to the third and then the fourth. And now being released is actually a positive for Danny Dimes because of the fact that there's going to be a team out there the last few weeks of this season who's going to need a backup to their starting quarterback. And he'd be as good as most backups for sure. And I'm just telling you, maybe the 49ers, I don't know, maybe Miami, obviously with Tua's problems as far as histrionics of his history in the head and situation. So maybe Miami, maybe San Francisco, I don't know, maybe Dallas, who knows? I don't know, but somebody's going to pick him up and for the waiver for no money, like $500,000 for the rest of the season. And he's a winner. They might be a winner. And the Giants, as usual, are losers. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or kohls.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Art Source, of course, with us, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans. And Matthew DeVos with us. We'll be joined, I think, by Laura Snope, good friend for many, many years and a great attorney and a sports nut. And she'll be with us, too. But right now, we get so many emails on sports collection, things like this, that a new book has come out. And for folks of you that are watching this, it's called Leaf. And Brian Capel's the author, and it concerns basically the 1948-1949 Leaf baseball cards. But Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
So reading this book in 86, you got your first card, and by cards, and by 93, you're at the National Convention and things like that. And then you fall in love, or you just want the history of Leaf. And it's basically a candy company. They come, the people that own it come from Europe, I think the pogroms, and they come over here and they start doing baseball cards. And but they're basically a candy company. And then they put it together, some gum into the cards. So we'll talk about Leaf, how it started.
Yeah, I mean, I think you pretty much hit it on the head, is that they were, primarily a candy company, which was pretty common at the time. You know, they set up in Chicago on Candy Row, which is, you know, where Cracker Jack and all the other companies were. And it's not atypical for the early days of card collecting, you know, as it shifted away from tobacco in the turn of the century and kind of shifted towards gum in the 30s, it became pretty much common practice. And so, you know, Saul Leaf, basically the owner of the company, saw it as a way to kind of push the gum that they were producing. And in an interview, his son actually said that he liked the cards because they would help the gum from not breaking, basically. You know, he didn't really care about the sports. He lived close to Wrigley Field. He never went to a game. So for him, it was really more of propping up his product, which was candy. So, you know, it's a fascinating little setup, just because unlike the Baumans and the Tops of the world, where, you know, they became infinitely famous for the gum and the cards that they put out, this was kind of a very short flash in the pan, as it were.
The book is Leaf, and your wife did the photography and you did the illustrations. And I learned a lot in this. I have some old Leaf cards. I thought I had one that was worth something, Jackie Robinson, but that was a reprint I found out the hard way. But anyways, the bottom line is, They have Babe Ruth, number three, and I think the 48. He died August 16th, 1948. I did not know he was in that in the Leaf cards of 1948. Why was he put there by Leaf?
Well, so what's interesting is that when you get into it, it's his presence, I think, is more in memorial because he died in August of 48. And so to have him as the number three card in the set, I think, was intentional. What's interesting is when you start digging into, and you're alluding to, you know, how sports collecting goes and everything like that, a lot of the grading companies have what's called a population report, and you can see how many of the cards exist. I was digging through it the other day just out of sheer fascination, because there's a lot of collectors out there that are trying to put together sets of the baseball cards that are all signed. So all 98 cards all signed. And there was one Babe Ruth. And you do the math on that one real quick, and it's like, nope, that's not it. Come to find out that Mrs. Ruth actually signed Babe's autograph far into the 60s after he had passed.
Art, you're 127 years of age, so you know all about Leaf 1948-1949. You're on with Brian Capel.
Great to have you on the show, Brian. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, and we've had a lot of different people from card collecting and things of that nature on the show over the years, and it seems like baseball is the dominant sport when it comes to collecting cards and things of that nature. Are there other sports starting to become more popular in card collecting and sports collectibles?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting thing is that, you know, during the pandemic, you saw a big influx of cash kind of into the industry. And so I think when that hit that proverbial wall, you see this spread where it kind of goes out into kind of the peripherals. And so, you know, whereas call it 10 years ago, you would go in, you would go for primary rookie cards, you would go for the highest grade cards and everything like that. Now, with all these other kind of added interests, especially in vintage, you see these kind of corners of the market that people would just enjoy collecting because it was cheap and accessible. That is untouchable now just because there's so much more money in it. And so I think that as it kind of goes that way, you start people start kind of dipping into their other interests. And I think that's one of the fascinating things about the Leaf is that they produced football, boxing, baseball, and then pirates, as in swashbuckling Blackbeard type pirate cards.
So
me being a total obsessive kind of guy, I'm now a Leaf addict. And so now I'm trying to collect all of them because, you know, it's like I started with the baseball. I got into the boxing because I thought they were just fun cards to have around because the aesthetics of the cards really don't change. The way that the company approached kind of skip numbering it to nefariously get kids to buy, you know, sets that never existed because some numbers just didn't exist. And then when I got to the pirate cards, I started realizing that there's a run of the pirate cards that are actually not numbered, which I think was the first put the ones that they push out. And then the salesman came back and said, hey, if you put numbers on this, then kids will try and put the sets together. If you skip number them, they'll never get the sets, but they'll keep buying the gum. So.
Matthew Diabas, sports historian, 1948 Leaf. You're on with Brian Capel, author of Leaf.
Brian, question. You talk about pirates. Now, my father, he grew up, he was a teenager in the 40s. He remembered something called Terry and the Pirates. Was that one of the cards featured in Leaf when you talk about pirate cards? Or am I mistaken?
I don't think so. Here, I've actually got one right here. I can throw up for you. They're very colorful and they're very simple. So this is Captain Condon. And they have just a bunch of random different kinds of cards. Now, this isn't unique because in 33, Gowdy put out Sea Raider cards. And then also in 33, there were a couple of regional issues of pirate type cards that came out of Pennsylvania. So out of Philadelphia, out of kind of central.
You know, I come from a long line of pirates.
Oh, see, there you go. And this is instant relatives then. This is like a family album for you.
Exactly. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a fun kind of evolution of how they incorporated the cards, how they packaged the cards. Everything came with a gum. But again, you know, Sol Leaf was like part P.T. Barnum, part Ray Kroc when he was like trying to put things in there. So it's like you would get a pirate ring and you would get a pirate whistle. And then with baseball, you would get pennants or you could get an album or you could get, you know, in the bottom of the baseball boxes, which I think is one of the more fascinating things that I've been trying to chase is they actually put 5x7 premiums of kind of like the legends of the game. And so there's 8 of them that you could get. And of course, Leaf being Leaf, there's 3 different variations of Babe Ruth. So, you know, it's just, they're next to impossible to find because they're basically printed on new stock, but they're, it's just another fun aspect of the whole story.
Hey, what is the most valuable Leaf card 1948. Ruth, Jackie Robinson, or who might have been?
Satchel Paige. The offering was the whole set's 98 cards. And what happened was that they printed them basically four sets of 49 per sheet. And so with the lawsuit that they had with Bauman, which came in 1949, they were pushing out already the first series, let's call it the first 49. And then there was a second series that had Satchel Paige. It had Hal Newhouser, George Kell. It had a whole bunch of bigger names. Well, Bob Feller was in there too. So it had a bunch of big names that were in there, but it was produced at a much smaller level because I'm thinking May of 49, Bauman essentially put an injunction against Leaf and shut down their East Coast distribution. And so, you know, dealers that I talked through that were out in the 70s, you know, going through attics and stuff like that, trying to find the cards, didn't even know that the short prints existed until 1970 because they were only distributed in the Great Lakes region.
All right. Well, final question in 30 seconds. 1948, 16 teams, there's 400 players. How'd they choose the 98 players that they used?
So that's an interesting part because that was part of the crux of the lawsuit that Bauman threw against them, is that Bauman had signed 273 players to contracts to be able to use their likeness. So there's an interesting kind of parallel between the NIL world of today
and
what was going on back then, because essentially Saul Leaf said, look, I'm not paying athletes to use their pictures. I'm just going to do whatever I want. And so that's what he did. You know, and the original pirate of the whole thing is that's what he did. So I think that, you know, it didn't come from him, and I haven't been able to find the smoking gun as far as where they got the images for the players and where the actual, because basically they have a sport on one of the internal advertisements. They have a sport writer written history of each player on the back. And so I don't know where those came from either. So obviously they had.
So nobody got credit for writing the bios or anything like that?
No. And so the confusion
like this pirate
around
guy.
Yeah, exactly. The confusion around the set is that the cards on the back carry a copyright in 1948 and 1949. And so for years, the industry called it a 1948 set because there was a copyright in 1948. Well, again, if you actually read the back of the baseball cards, which I've been known to do, you can start looking at things such as when the MVP award was awarded, which was November, you know, trades that happened into December. And it's like, okay, we'll put this in the context of a candy company. They're in the midst of their Christmas season. They're not going to be putting out a baseball card set.
Brian Capel, we can pick up the book at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Capel, folks, if you're into sports cards, the Leaf are most interesting, as you just discovered, with Brian Capel. Back with more right after.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Brian Capel. The book is Leaf. If you're into sports collection, those Leaf cards are most intriguing, and some of them are very valuable. And to pick up the book at Amazon.com and major bookstores everywhere. But we're on with Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, 127-year-old Art Source, and sports historian Matthew DeBoss with us. Hopefully, good friend Laura Snoke, attorney Laura Snoke, will join us sometime in the middle of the night here. And let's talk about what I opened with, Artie. You played in the NFL. Do you turn back? You're down 17-10. And Aubrey had missed a 41-yard field goal. And a few minutes later, he makes a 64-yard field goal, second longest in the history of the league. And Mike McCarthy takes it off. They go down to like the 10-yard line and can't score. And they end up losing with 34-10. So the bottom line is I learned you never take points off the scoreboard unless the last few seconds of a game. Art, your opinion?
Well, you know, I go back to John McKay, John Robinson, Tommy Prothrow, even Dick Vermeil. I was always taught you never take points off the board. Now, obviously, if there's 2 minutes left and somebody jumps off sides and you're down by 10, you know, or something of that nature, and you need two scores, you might want to get the touchdown now and the field goal later. But, I mean, it makes no sense at all. But then again, neither do the Dallas Cowboys this year, you guys. I mean, you want to talk about a situation that's, like, just gotten out of control. I mean, at what point in time does Jerry Jones decide that he doesn't need to be general manager? Does he need to do press conferences outside the locker room after games? When can he relax as an 82-year-old man and let, you know, somebody bring in a guy like Bill Belichick and say, hey, run the show for me. Get me a Super Bowl before I leave, you know? And I'm just real upset because there's so many great Cowboy fans out there that deserve better. And this is not a ball club that's that far away from being competitive. I mean, you saw what they did last year. They were right in the middle of things, you know, and then of course, Micah Parsons comes out and steps on himself saying the things that he said. So there's got to be changes made. And I'm wondering how long they're going to stay in the present situation with Mike McCarthy. Nothing against Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, given the right situation, could probably do a great job. I also like Zimmer as a defensive coordinator. I think the components are there. But then again, that locker room chemistry, which we talk about in sports, Fred, it's huge. And I don't think they have it.
Matthew, yeah. DeBoss, I don't think there's a chance in the world of McCarthy coming back next year. What do you think?
No, he's gone. It's absolutely, yeah, he's finished for good. The question is, when do you pull the trigger? Do you do like the Saints did to Dennis Allen, give him the chop, or you just let him play out the string and let the agony keep going on? The question is, I mean, Artie talks about Bill Belichick, but the thing is, Belichick would insist on total control, and there is no way that Jerry Jones is going to let that. Even when Parcells was coaching at Dallas, at no time did Parcells have total absolute control. Now, Jerry Jones gave Parcells far more control than he gave to any other coach. But Belichick, there's no way Belichick would accept limitations around that. I wouldn't blame him, you know, for refusing and all that. You know,
who would then, if that's being the case, who would you see in the current, you know, spectrum of coaches out there would fit the Jerry Jones mold? Would he go back with a Kellen Moore or somebody like that? Or go
Dan
with a young
Quinn,
guy?
Or Dan Quinn, perhaps, you know. Yeah, Dan Quinn. Yeah, maybe Dan Quinn go internal and all of that. Mm-hmm. I don't see. I mean, the smart move would be bring back Belichick, but again, he would have to surrender. The thing is, the problem with Jerry Jones is the team is not a team; it's his toy. It's a toy.
Right.
It's always been his toy. I mean, that's why he let Jimmy Johnson go, because you know Jimmy Johnson, you know, was this high, it was too high powered and all that, and you can't have two bucking Broncos in the same enclosed space. So well, think about it, right? I mean, sooner or later someone's got to go, and remember, Jones has got the moolah and all that.
Well, let me ask you a question now. Does he want a drinking partner or a football coach?
He wants an enabler. What he wants is someone to win for him, yet enable his control. He wants someone who can justify, see, I am a genius. I know how to select talent. I know how to run a team. Because it's like I said, it's his toy. He needs an enabler. But the thing is, no such coach exists. You have to defer in certain right. things right. and all that. It's like Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner could not resist interfering. He just couldn't let it go. You know, he had to stick his fingers in every single pie. He had to interfere. And it was just amazingly, Joe Torre was able to last as long as he did, you know, and get as much.
Well, I think Joe had the respect of Steinbrenner because Joe was such a knowledgeable guy. And he was also a very mild-mannered, low-key guy. He would let him blow his top and then say, George, are you going to be okay? See, and that's the problem there. I think once you get that, you know, that resistance, it's very tough to deal with.
All right, let me ask you a question. We just mentioned Jerry Jones. What about Woody Johnson of the Jets? Similar as far as wanting.
I don't know who coined the phrase dumpster fire, but you know, if you keep doing, what do they say? The definition of being crazy is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. That's a perfect example. First of all, you know, they hired, you know, I'm going back pretty far here.
Sally.
Yeah, they did Sally, and I like Sally. I think he did a good job with the defense. But you need a coach that coaches the coaches, all right? You need somebody that knows the game. This defense, offense, what happened to the special teams coaches? Some of the great coaches of all times were great special teams coaches because they deal with everybody but probably the quarterbacks, you know? Yeah. And I'm looking at the Jets, and I'm saying, really, there's another situation where do you want to deal with that New York media if you're a coach? I question that. And how long are you going to go before you're the, you know, the flavor that's not in control anymore? So, you know, I just – those are two jobs that, man, I'll tell you what, if my agent said, you know, hey, kid, we got you an interview, I'd say, listen, what are you trying to throw me on the scrap pile of history here? I mean, those are just no bueno situations. And, I mean, is Dak Prescott a $55 million a year quarterback? Is Aaron Rodgers throwing off his back foot the answer in New York? No.
All right. So, Matthew, we mentioned Danny Dimes. Somebody's going to pick him up as soon as he goes through waivers. And then nobody's going to pick him up, and then he's going to be a free agent. And the team that picks him up end up paying, I think, $450,000 this year, and no more than that, because he's still going to be making the $25 million from the Giants.
So Russell Wilson deal.
Who do you think picks up Danny Dimes or right now Danny Nichols, Matthew DeBoss? Who do you think?
Well, like you mentioned teams before, Dallas needs a backup. Frisco needs a backup. You know, I think he's a perfect rental for the rest of the season. There, someone's going to pick him up. I think a team that, you know, it's in need of a backup. You know, I think Dallas could use him, especially the fact that they have no offense anymore. You know, why not Dallas? Why not San Francisco? I mean, they need a shot in the arm right now. The Rams are hot. In fact, Rams got a big game coming up on Sunday against my Eagles because, you know, the Eagles are in West Coast and it's a must-win for the Rams, but the Eagles, it's a must-win for them. So I think that game, it's going to be a real hinge of fate for both teams there. So I think you're going to get a real good game on Sunday, you know, with that Rams-Eagles game there.
Art, what do you think about Miami with Tua's problems many times getting hit in the head? Don't you think he'd make a good backup there?
Yeah,
I definitely agree with that move. Yeah. I mean, I personally think that the kid is probably, in the long run, given Mike McDaniel's acumen on offense, if they're going to keep McDaniels in Miami, he would be an excellent – the guy's a great athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at what he's been through, and you know, I always thought Brian Daboll was a pretty good offensive coach. But, you know, he's had nothing around him offensively. They get rid of Barkley. How do you get rid of a guy like Barkley? If you're the New York Giants, to an interdivision team, that made no sense at all to me. I don't know what, you know, what Shane was thinking, the GM of the Giants in that situation. But I like the Miami deal. There's a lot of teams out there in the NFL right now that have Mets and Mets of quarterbacks, as my Sicilian grandfather would say. So yeah. This guy, given the right situation with the right offensive coordinator, you know, I think he's definitely have the talent. He moves well. He's still got a great arm. The players seem to like him, which I think is important in the NFL these days. And he's still young, and he's a stud. I mean, the guy's a big physical guy.
Would you have given up the injury piece in the contract, which basically said, folks,
well, that's what I was listening to the other day, Fred. I believe it was Pat Kerwin on NFL Network was talking about it. He said, listen, what if Danny Dimes went in and said, listen, I'll drop $20 million of the $23 million. I want to be your quarterback. What would you do if you were the GM and the coach or the ownership of the Giants? You know, and then somebody mentioned maybe $10 million. I mean, first of all, writing these contracts with those kind of things in there, it makes no sense at all to me. I mean, it puts the teams in tough situations. You saw how the Raiders dealt with Derek Carr when they went through the situation a couple of years ago. And, you know, it just seems to me like there's 7 or 8 really good quarterbacks in the NFL. And then the drop-off goes, you know, to like 15 guys that, you know, I mean, you might be able to win in a perfect situation, but you know, the way the game is played now, Matthew, you can relate to this. It comes down to your quarterback. It comes down to, you know, your edge rushers and your corners. And, you know, the game has changed in so many ways.
Okay, we've got to take a break and come back with Barron Sports Trivia straight away. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Sports historian Matthew Diabas with us, 127-year-old art source with us. Hopefully, Laura Snoke will join us sometime in the middle of the night here, and we'll play some Barron Sports Trivia. But before we play Barron Sports Trivia, big companies seem to think that we're all really, really stupid.
Jaguar?
Well, let me show you guys, folks, something. Now, the people that are listening can't see this. People that are viewing it can. It's from DirecTV. It's the fourth one I've gotten in the last 60 days. It says, ready to knock off $12, your bill every month? Switch to No Locals channel. Now, let me ask you folks something. Is there anybody in their right? Oh, I'm paying $275 a month for DirecTV. I know Artie's paying the same. Matthew, I imagine you're paying close to that too.
I only do Comcast, only $120 a month, but I don't do like DirecTV. It's just basic cable. I don't really have HBO or anything like that. So no, mine's very conservative and low. So I only do $120 a month for Xfinity. Seriously.
Okay, but here they're saying no local channels. There's absolutely nobody in the world who would want TV and not have their local channels. My point is, they could pay me $275 a month, and I wouldn't drop the local channels. I mean, that's local. So, I mean, how stupid are they? And first of all, the $12 that they're taking off per month, they'd add it the next month in some other way. I mean, there's no way that the average sports fan or customer can win.
I know. They talk about government taxation. What about corporate taxation with all these little extra fees? Like, I was having trouble with my Verizon VoiceNet. I actually called them. What happened to my landline voicemail? Actually, they were charging me for things. I never said yes to them, but after talking to them, I got them to knock it off.
Look at what Comcast is going to do now with MSNBC, with Golf Channel, with CNBC. They're shifting them over into a separate entity. But how are they going to use the other announcers from the main network NBC, you know, to make this all work and have Mark Lazarus? And it's just streaming versus linear TV is going to be the big scream here in the next 5 years.
And here's another thing with this new election, this new presidential election. How is American TV going to be altered with this new administration here? Will that be the end of a TV that we have taken for granted for decades? Now, what the heck's going to happen in the wake of this new election?
All I can say is Morning Joe and his wife went to Mar-a-Lago. Nothing need to be said after that. All right, Barron Sports Trivia right here on Sports Overnight America. 127-year-old Art Sore, you might be able to answer this. First NFL or AFL quarterback who threw 40 interceptions in one season. First NFL or AFL QB who threw 40 interceptions in one season. Who might that be?
I've got a couple of guys that popped in my mind.
Blanda?
I was going to say Blanda for the Houston Oilers. Blanda? That was one of the guys that popped in my mind.
Because he had that season, 33 touchdown passes. Did he throw 40 picks? That same season, did he throw 40 picks?
Right? He could have.
You know, I got to say something. I'm totally astounded. I didn't think either one of you. I thought Laura might get it, but I didn't think either one of you would get this.
Hey, George Blanda, man, first few years in.
Did I get it?
First few years in Houston, they were winging the ball all over Dodge. I mean, that was
one season. It was 1961. Yeah, he threw 33 touchdowns. And here's the kicker. He wasn't the starter for like the first four or five games of the season. Then they fired their head coach and put in Wally Lem. Wally Lem made Blanda the starter. And he just was he was bombing like crazy. Threw 33 touchdown passes at 61. So he threw 40 picks. Okay, that's it, man.
You know, I got caught with George Blanda same day. We joked on the bus ride out of Santa Rosa that our careers were so similar. His was 40 years and mine was 40 minutes.
All right. You know, the interesting thing is George Blanda, we talked, of course, earlier to Brian Capel in his book Leaf. So as far as sports cards are concerned, I used to have thousands of cards. Then I had a water heater explosion, then the earthquake, And then, of course,
how about your movers?
And some
the
were,
kids.
Some were stolen because I didn't take them when we moved, and they said they dropped on the freeway. But anyways, one of the things I do have, I have 13, believe this or not, 13 George Blandas 1957. They're worth nothing. They're not graded, but even if they're graded, they're not worth much.
13. What a guy he was, though, Fred. You'd love to have a beer with him. Just a sweetheart of a man.
All right.
Good golfer, too. Good.
Matthew, you're one for one, so let's try another Barron Sports trivia. MLB hurler with the most career losses. MLB hurler with the most career losses. Matthew Diabas?
Cy Young. 313.
Artie, is that true? Cy Young? The guy that has the most wins?
Well, he pitched for like forever. I'm going to either have to go with him or Nolan Ryan possibly, since you went with Cy Young.
No, Ryan at 293. Cy Young, 313 losses, 511 wins.
So Nolan Ryan would have been second on the list?
Yeah, Nolan should be second on the list. Yeah, there you go. 293 thereabouts, something like that.
Watch out for Matthew. He's tough.
Yeah.
Again, I'm astounded. Even though he's a sports historian, Matthew, I got to give you a lot of credit. It's your advanced stage, Art.
We got to get on sports. Got to give
you
credit.
Give me a third one, man. Let me go for the trifecta, man. Give me a trifecta. I got the power.
Okay, Art. Art, more Barron sports trivia. First African American collegiate player to win the Heisman Trophy. First African-American to win the Heisman Trophy. Who might that have been, Art Source?
First African-American to win the Heisman Trophy. I know it isn't Jimmy Brown because he never won it. I'm going to go with Ohio State and Archie Griffin.
Archie Griffin won back-to-back, but I don't think he was the first African-American. Matthew Diabas, you sports historian. What might be the
answer? A movie about him. Ernie Davis, The Express, Syracuse. Yeah.
I think it's Ernie Davis.
I just saw that movie, too, but I must not have been paying attention.
Ernie Davis,
the late Ernie Davis, rest in peace.
1961, died of leukemia. And again, I've got a story. My brother died 4 years earlier than that. Seven-year-old genius of leukemia. So every time I read about somebody with leukemia, in 1959, when Ernie Davis was a sophomore, my mom and dad took me to the Coliseum. I was very young, and we watched Syracuse beat UCLA, I think 36-8. Ernie Davis was the starting tailback.
So they had Jimmy Brown, Ernie Davis, Floyd Little. Boy, they had a heck of a Zonka, running back. Zonka.
Nance, too. Nance. I mean, the 44, they passed it along. It's like USC with those tailbacks. First, Minnie Mike Garrett, then OJ, then Sam the Bam Cunningham, Anthony Davis, Ricky Bell, and so on and so
My
forth.
My old roommate,
down the line,
Charles White.
And BYU with those quarterbacks, man. You know, assembly line quarterbacks, too. Denver. BYU.
Sarkisian.
Yeah.
All right, Young, Art, back to Barron Sports Trivia. So far, you guys are totally astounding. And Alf, you were a professional golfer. You won $250,000 on the tour. So what golfer has the most PGA championships in his lifetime?
Well, It's either Jack or Tiger. Let's see here. Who am I going to go
Jack.
With?
I say Jack. It's got to be Jack. Okay.
Yeah. Jack has six Masters.
No, but I'm talking about PGA championships in their lifetime.
Seasonal championships?
Well, then it's tied. It's Sam Snead and Tiger Woods at 82.
Is that right, Matthew?
Okay. You're not talking about Grand Slams. You're talking about just tournaments won.
Yeah, right? any championships.
Yeah, I think Artie got it. I think Did Tiger tie Sam Snead?
Yeah, he won the Tokai. Won a tournament in Japan a couple of years ago to tie slamming Sammy Snead.
See, my book says that you got it right. My book says Sam Snead 83. You say 82, but
it's 82. They took that one away from him. Here's the funny thing now. Listen to this, how the world has changed, right? Tiger Woods, in his 82 victories, made over $40 million.
Right.
Sam Snead barely made $800,000 in his 82 victories. Last year, Scottie Scheffler won seven times and made almost $30 million.
But if you translate Snead's dollars to today's dollars, how would that change? Can you translate the dollars?
The $800,000, they say, would be probably worth a third of what Tiger made.
But
it was a lot of money. And he used to bury his prize money in silver dollars in all his properties. So when he passed away, his nephew, J.C. Snead, they were digging up all his properties, and they found, like, you know, tournaments from, like, the BC Open in 1931, where he won $1,200, and the cash was still in the coffee cans.
All right, our last couple of minutes in this segment, and you guys were fantastic on a Barron Sports Trivia. Artie, you're in Pennsylvania. I have watched maybe 10 minutes this year of the NBA. Mm-hmm. Please tell me what's going on with Joel Embiid and Paul George, who seem never to be able to play.
Every time I look up, Paul George has got a bad knee.
Yeah.
Embiid's got a bad right knee, bad left knee. Maxey, you know, I think they've played together in the 13 games, or what, 3-10 or something. They've played together a total of 6 minutes. I feel sorry for the head coach. You're in Philadelphia. Tell me, Matthew.
I think it's Embiid. I think he's the poison, because there was a team meeting a few days ago, not last game, but a game before that. A lot of finger pointing. Lowry was pointing fingers. Maxey was pointing fingers. I think it's Embiid. I think basically the season is lost. I think the Sixers are going to tank. Look for the best possible center, either in the free agent market or on the draft, and they got to unload on Embiid. He's like Bynum. Like 10 years ago, they had Bynum, who never wouldn't play because he was always hurt. Thing is, who's going to take Embiid's contract?
You think he's just too heavy and maybe not disciplined enough to stay in shape?
It's the head. It's the head. It's not. He's not like Kareem, who's got his head together. It's not like, you know, Tim Duncan, who's got his head together and all that. No, I mean, in many ways, Embiid, grow up, my friend. But, you know, he's not growing up. I would say you got to unload Embiid. I think if you get rid of Embiid, I think a lot of the poison and the cancer leave the Sixers.
Is there a coach out there that could actually function, or an organization that could function with him?
His head and also his injuries. Who's going to take him unless the team is so
stupid? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, a team is so stupid or desperate. And who's going to take his car? He just signed
him. Send him to Vancouver.
All right, let's take a break and come back and wrap up this hour on sports.
Yeah.
Over
and
one out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Brian Capel for making an appearance on his book, Leaf. You're into sports cards. Pick it up, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. All right. We're talking NBA, which we don't talk that often right here on Sports Overnight America. Bronny James, he's playing on the G League team for the Lakers, G League team in El Segundo, California. Now, if you were a teammate of his, he doesn't travel on the road. Bronny James does not travel on the road. The other team players travel on the road. Artie, you were a player. I got to ask you this. Would you be upset if just because you're Bronny James, LeBron's son, you don't have to travel on the road and the other guys do? Artie, what do you think?
Is that because he has heart problems? He can't fly? Is there a medical reason for him not?
But he was traveling when he was on the Lakers.
That's a little bizarre, Fred. I don't like that at all. And yes, I would have a problem with that.
Matthew, what I think is, Bronny, what needs to be done is, I think once his father retires, I think Bronny needs to go to another team and he needs to create a niche for himself. Work on it. He can never be a star. Focus, either be a specialist, be a defensive specialist or a three-point specialist or just like an offensive specialist. Master a certain niche. If he's got the courage and the smarts to do that, just focus on a niche and try to be a role player.
Create hey, how about those Cleveland
I think
Cavaliers,
you need to
you
leave
guys.
The Lakers organization, go to another team, start like their G League team, and just work on becoming a niche player. And then maybe he can create something for himself in the NBA. But right now, the present situation, I feel kind of sorry for him in a certain little sense. But I think that's what he needs to do. He needs to leave and then create something for himself, by himself, and give it time and all that. That's what he needs.
All right. That's about it for this edition of Sports Overnight America. For Matthew, for Art, not for Laura, because she's not with us. Stay tuned all night, and of course for Mario for putting the show together. Stay tuned all night for more of Sports Overnight America.